Henry A. Harlow of Sag Harbor, New York, was 17 when he signed as a green hand in the Sag Harbor whale ship Acasta, sailing on October 14, 1847, for 2 years in the Pacific. 20 months into the voyage, Henry was taken by the repetitive routine of his work, particularly when there was no hunt on the way or no storm with which to contend. On Sunday, April 22, 1849, he made the following entry into his journal. How heavy time hangs on one's hands today. No work, no reading, or nothing but what we have read over and over again. The mind becomes stagnated, tired of the monotonous routine of ideas which return to it again and again as if for new life. At such times, how fondly the heart turns towards home, its Sabbath bells, and a thousand hallowed associations which fond memory bring to light. But here we are on a wide waste of water with nothing to relieve the eye, no sound to relieve the ear except the creaking of the ship, which seems to be floating on a sea of glass, far from home and friends and all that can make life happy. If we could have a prospect of soon reaching home, it would be a great relief, but the heart is pained by the dark uncertainty of its fondest hope being realized. Nearly a year earlier, on May 6, 1848, Henry had expressed these same feelings in a song he wrote into his journal, Isle of Beauty, or Fare Thee Well, Sweet Long Island, Goodbye.